she may not have ended up in Arizona if not for the Fred Harvey Company's relationship with the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe Railway. So the Fred Harvey Company and the Santa Fe Railway in partnership created a, well, Fred Harvey created a series of eating houses all along the Santa Fe line starting in the 1870s. And those went all the way from Chicago to Los Angeles. And when it was steam locomotives, they actually had to stop every 100 miles or so. So Fred Harvey created these eating houses, which basically constituted the first restaurant chain in America. And it revolutionized dining in the West at the time, because prior to that, railway dining was very sketchy, not good food and not good accommodations. And so Fred Harvey revolutionized that by creating places with wonderful atmosphere, good food and ingredients, good service. The Harvey girls were part of that revolution in service, because they were well-trained, upstanding young women. So Fred Harvey's enterprise of these restaurants, which many of them had hotels attached all along the Santa Fe line, was wildly successful with railway travelers, with townspeople, with Santa Fe and Fred Harvey employees. And so at the time of his death, there were it was a successful chain of hotels and restaurants all along the Santa Fe line. His son Ford actually ran the company for several years prior to his death, and they had already started to talk about and move in the direction of creating hotels that were specifically designed for tourists. And so Fred Harvey died in 1901. Ford Harvey had been running the company for a few years by that time, and then took it over and actually ran it until his untimely death in 1928. And that's the period of time when Mary Coulter began working for the Fred Harvey Company.